to the Spheres of Spirit with Natzy Myers, aka the Lady of the Light. Natzy will discuss the everyday magic and wisdom of spirit which surrounds each of us, waiting to be discovered. She will share some of her remarkable orb photos, proving that our angels, guides, loved ones in spirit, and even pets surround us and guide us in our physical world. During this episode, Natzy will discuss one of the many spheres or aspects of spirit available to us based on her orb photography. She will also share a special channeled message from her guide, Leonini, and do an oracle card reading to help guide you along your personal spiritual adventure. And now, here is your host, orb photographer, author, medium, and speaker, Natzy Myers.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the show, The Spheres of Spirit, where we talk about the everyday magic that surrounds us. And today I want to talk about that magic in the form of orbs when famous people appear. Now, I've showed you some faces before, but today I have picked six special ones that have amazing stories as to who they are, why they appeared, and what their messages were. Even when they appeared, the dates meant something. So I've been photographing orbs for over 12 years. And as most of you know, I've been doing this since my son passed in 2010, and he asked me to do it. He asked me to do orb photography because he wanted us, I work with him from the other side, to prove that life is continuous, that when we shed these physical suits, we don't stop, we don't end. What happens is we literally convert back to our true essence, which is energy, and everything is ultimately energy. And that's what the orb is. It's a form of energy. But when the faces appear, that energy within the orb is able to show themselves as they were in the earth. Now, I want to say two things about the pictures today. Of course, for those of you watching, you will be able to see them. Those of you listening, they will be on my website, theorbconnection.com, or of course, you can see them here on Om Times Radio. I do see your messages as I do the show. I want to give a shout out to Martine and Jim. Thank you so much for joining me. So now, who are these faces? It's pretty amazing. And here's how it worked. The orbs have evolved over the 12 years. And when I have a client in front of me and I ask them to think of their loved ones in spirit and who they would like to see, then I take their picture. And when the orb appears, many times I can see a face. Now, I can see a face sometimes when my client can't, but that's because I have what I've called spirit vision, and it has developed over time, over looking at these. Now, I've told this story before. When Robbie was younger, we had this book that I bought for him, and it was called The Magic Eye. And it was, when you opened it on the page, it was just a pattern. And you had to relax your eyes. And once you did, these 3D images would pop out of the page, and then you could see them. The key was to learn how to relax your eyes. Well, that same technique applies to when I look at orbs. And some of the pictures that you're going to see today, I'm going to show you the orb, the person's picture, and then there will be a place where I have tried to outline the person that's in the orb. Now, I'm not a graphic artist, but it gives you some idea where to concentrate. And then when you go back and look at the orb, you'll go, oh, yes, now I see it. So don't get discouraged if you can't see it in the beginning. Thank you for trying, but please trust me that this is really who I'm seeing. And when I tell you the story of when they appeared and why they appeared, then you'll understand everything that comes together to prove who this person is. Now, when the famous people started appearing in my backyard, because I go out every night and I take photos, and I'm thinking, well, do I have a connection to you? Do I know you? Why would you be appearing in my backyard? Well, I've showed you some pictures in the past of some of my guides, which one of them was Charlie Chaplin. Another one was my leprechaun, Lucky. So I had a direct connection with them. But spirit guides, spirit helpers will come in at a time in our life when we need them. In other words, our guides aren't always the same guides throughout our life. It depends on where we are on our path, what we need, and who could best help us. For instance, I have a friend, and she's writing a book, and she writes very similar to, I just forgot her name, Emily Dickinson. And she's a medium. So when she's writing, she asks for Emily Dickinson to be with her to help inspire her and guide her. And of course, she can feel it. And what was Emily Dickinson's gift? It was the gift of, you know, of writing. So we call in, or these people appear at the time when we either are thinking of them or need them. Now, I say that, so I have to go back and say, it's the web of consciousness. We are all connected on some level through this web of consciousness. So when you think of a person, or you think, oh, I wish I could have some help with this, you're sending out a message along those lines, and it's received, and spirit answers. So for instance, if I were to tell you that there is a continuation, if you will, of our gifts. So we all, pretty much listening to this show, I think we all agree that we understand that life goes on. But what if I tell you that I believe even our gifts, our sole purpose, what we came here to share with the world, goes with us to the other side and continues. That's why Emily Dickinson would come through and help my friend write. And I say that because, and I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because it illustrates so good, so well, the idea of our individual gifts. I had a friend who had a near-death experience. She was declared clinically dead. She went to the other side. Many, many things happened to her. But one of the things she said, she went into a room, and there were shelves and shelves and shelves as far as the eye could see. And on these shelves were gift boxes as far as she could see. But what was unique is every single one was different. No two were alike. And Spirit told her, those are the gifts that you bring to the world. So that just goes to show you the specialness of our souls and the different levels of what it is that we are meant to do. Some of us, when we pass, then we take those gifts and we then become guides and teachers for those still here on the earth. I just think that's lovely. So I want to tell you about the pictures, but I have to tell you a little bit history about me writing my second book. So I wrote my first book. My son, Robbie, through a medium said, Mom, you're going to write a book. I am not an author. I probably needed Emily Dickinson, but he was insistent. So I wrote my first book. And it was very well received. And I went, okay, great, I'm done. Well, no, I wasn't. My son then started telling me through dreams and visions and mediumship and channeling, you need to write another book. He gave me the title of it, the first chapter. But what he told me was, Mom, this time don't leave anything on the table. And I said, what? Because when I wrote my first book, I didn't tell everything that happened to me. I thought, this is too fantastic. I'm not brave enough to share this fantastic journey yet. So when he was encouraging me to write this second book, he kept telling me, Mom, it's okay. put it out there, put it out there. And, you know, when you talk about things like this, it's a little scary because you're really kind of standing there naked in front of the world, telling your story. And people have to have, hi, Gladys, people have to have, or you have to have faith and trust in, that people are going to understand this. So about halfway through the book, I was so nervous. I was questioning myself and I thought, I can't do this. I just can't do this. I can't share this with everybody. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be attacked or people ridicule me. Obviously, my ego was getting in the way and I was not trusting what Spirit was saying. So one day I had a real breakdown. And but as usual, I go out to the backyard. I take my pictures with Spirit. I thank them. That night before I sleep, I said a special prayer. And I said, Spirit, I don't know that I'm supposed to do this. Can you help me with a sign? And I drifted off to sleep. Well, when I woke up in the morning, I knew that I had had a dream. And I had a dream of a woman sitting at the foot of my bed. And she started singing. Her voice was so distinct. I recognized it immediately. It was Karen Carpenter. Now, I know some of Karen Carpenter's songs, but the only thing that I remembered from the song that she was singing to me is she said, "You've got it. You've got it." And I thought, I don't know that song. So, of course, when I get up, I research, okay, Karen Carpenter, "You've Got It." And there was a song called "When You've Got What It Takes." So I looked up the lyrics, and this is what it says. Now, remember, I'm doubting if I should do this, if I trust myself, if it's okay to do. Here's the lyrics to the song. When you've got what it takes, you've got nothing to hide. You've got miles of feelings and acres of pride. When you know who you are, then you live what you feel. You give what you can, let it out, let it show, let them know. And then I grabbed my camera and I looked at the orb. So if we can bring up that picture. Now, when I looked at the orb, I could see a woman kind of to the side there with long hair. Now, this isn't really, really clear for you, and I have outlined her on the other side of her photo. But if you put your spirit vision on and you kind of look where I'm drawing, she will pop out of you, out at you. So here, I said, Spirit will come to us when we need them at the right time of our life, right? Well, evidently, it was important for me to write that book and put in my stories. And Spirit used Karen Carpenter to come and tell me, it's okay. So I just find that story fascinating and so reassuring because, you know, when you say your prayers, you never know how Spirit's going to answer. But it just when you have the faith and the trust, they just knock my socks off. So I just love that one. Now, my next photo, I tried to pick a broad range of people and faces. I have many, many, many celebrities and faces, and I talk about more of them in my book and on my website. But for the purposes of this show, I tried to get a variety. So this story, too, is pretty fantastic. So my husband and I were watching the series on television. It was about Abraham Lincoln. It was called Lincoln Divided We Stand. And it was a fascinating, I thought, drama documentary series. It was very well done. And even though I've seen many, many shows or things on Abraham Lincoln, I did learn something new. And we were watching one of the last episodes of it. And it was talking about how the North almost lost the Civil War because they didn't have the manpower. They didn't have the people. So Frederick Douglass, after 2 years of fighting, went to visit Abraham Lincoln. Now, Frederick Douglass, I learned, was a former slave, an orator. He owned a newspaper. He was a newspaper editor, civil rights activist, and just those things at that time were quite amazing. But he had managed to gain his freedom. So when President Lincoln did the Emancipation Proclamation, Frederick Douglass went and convinced him to allow Black men to enlist in the Civil War. And because of that, 180,000 Black men enlisted. It turned the tide of the war. Now, I also want to say that of those 180,000, 60,000 perished, and 12 soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor. Pretty amazing. It was a lot of facts that I hadn't realized. So after the show, I went out. Of course, I take my usual pictures, and I start looking at them, and I literally gasped if we could get that picture. And the date of this is March 21st. Now, this is one of those pictures where once you relax your eye and Frederick Douglass jumps out at you, you'll see him every time. I tried to outline him in the one so you can orient your eyes, but I can see his hair, his goatee, his ascot and high collar. So I thought, okay, well, this is amazing. Frederick Douglass. Okay, so he appeared because I was watching the documentary. But I also know that spirit appears when they appear is significant. And spirit doesn't waste anything. So I thought, well, I'm going to double check that date. What's important with Frederick Douglass on March 21st? Well, that was the date that he published in his newspaper calling his fellow Black men to enlist in the Civil War. And again, that was the turning point of the war. So I was just flabbergasted with that. Here, and probably millions of people were watching this. So did we call him back in? Did he come to me because I could see him? Perhaps. But I just found that one astounding. I didn't get a message per se with Mr. Douglass, except for the fact that how much he had influenced our country. And I found that astounding. So I hope you enjoyed that story. So the next picture that I chose was a man that appeared, and he is from the long ago past. This was on March 12th. And as you can see on the one side, do you see the orb? And the man is wearing a funny hat, and you can see his big long mustache and his long hair. I had no idea who this was. And I thought, who is this? So I felt that it was a man from the ancient past, not ancient past, long ago past. So what I did is I said, okay, I'm going to find out important events on March 12th. Well, God bless Google, because I couldn't do this work without them. Up came date that, well, on this date in March 12th, in 1468, so again, you know, we're talking over 500 years ago, there was an article in the, where was it? It was written by Pope Pius II. I'm so sorry, I'm jumping all over here. And it was about Johann Gutenberg. Now, some of you might know Gutenberg. You know Gutenberg Bible, or you know Gutenberg Press, printing press. Gutenberg invented the printing press. And I thought, Wow. Okay. But why March 12th? Why would he appear again in my backyard on March 12th? It was the day that Pope Pius wrote a letter to a cardinal explaining the marvelous printing work of this man, Gutenberg, and his press with the Bible. And it was the first mention of the Gutenberg Bible. So the printing press is considered, of course, one of the most important inventions of that century, let alone, you know, many. And it changed how information was shared and is shared to this very day. Pretty important. So I also looked up information on the man, Johann Gutenberg, and I found this incredible quote by him. Incidentally, I used to work for the LA Times, and we got tours of the printing plant, the printing press area, and they all used Gutenberg presses. So I knew of that name. Was that my connection to him? Maybe. But anyway, I also look up quotes from people that I capture in orbs because more times than not, these people are very spiritual. So here's the quote from Mr. Gutenberg. Religious truth, that one, not yet. Religious truth is imprisoned in a small number of manuscript books, which confine instead of spread the public treasure. Let us break the seal, which seals up holy things, and give wings to truth in order that she may win every soul that comes into the world by her word, no longer written at great expense by hands, but multiplied like the wind by an untiring machine. So he felt very spiritual about his invention and how much it was going to get information to the people, the truth to the people. So I felt like the timing of this orb and message from this man was very important for very many reasons. It's not just about truth as it has to do with current events, but it's also important for spiritual reasons. So you know that we are all evolving. We are all beginning to ask these more probing questions. We start saying, well, why have we always thought that? Why have we always done it like that? You know, and not just accepting the status quo. But for too long, we have been denied information meant to help us grow spiritually by those who want to remain in power by suppressing and even hiding this information. It is now time to give wings to truth and to multiply that like the wind. So you know that there is a shift happening as we enter or are entering into the age of Aquarius. This awakening has been foretold in ancient prophecies for millennia and civilizations all over the globe. Johann Gutenberg, I believe, came in that night in an orb on the day that his printing press was recognized to remind us of that fact, that it's time to get the truth out there. So, you know, sometimes when I take pictures as a medium and I go into the orb, sometimes I'll hear the names, I'll hear some messages, or when I read about them, I get goosebumps like, okay, yeah, this is what I need to tell. This fits. And that happened with Johann Gutenberg when I read about his idea to get the truth out there. I love that he said, give wings to truth. We need that so bad. So, okay, now the next one, and we can bring this one up now. Thank you. This next one, I knew as soon as I looked at the orb that, and I told you sometimes I hear the names, I heard Socrates. I went, it's Socrates. So now I have to tell you something a little bit about Socrates that I know. Socrates was a Greek philosopher. He was kind of an odd duck, if you will, but very respected. But Socrates did not write anything down. There are no books by him or articles. Everything that we know about Socrates that's written were written by his students, one of which was Plato. But he's very respected and a very deep thinker. So when Socrates appeared in the orb, I thought there's got to be a quote here that kind of sums up what it is he wants to say. And this one says, true wisdom comes to each of us when we realize how little we understand about it. I'm sorry, mine is a little blurry. When we understand about life, ourselves, and the world around us. Sorry, I just totally mutilated that. So let me say it again. True wisdom comes to each of us when we realize how little we understand about life, ourselves, and the world around us. You know, and I talk about that, you know, and I talk about how spirit every day shows me something new. When I think I know everything, that's when I'm in trouble. And so spirit doesn't want us to feel like we're at the end of the road knowledge-wise. They want us to remain open. I have been told over and over again that the knowledge that we possess, even today and how far we've come spiritually, is just the tip of the iceberg. So there isn't a date for Socrates. I think he just wanted to come in and to talk about that fact. Stay open. So I know we're at the halfway point. We got to take a quick break. When I come back, I have an amazing story about Amelia Earhart.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
When I first saw Turtle, my heart was full. Not anything but lonely.
We had this like deep connection, this heart connection.
He just wants to be close to you and part of your life.
Every day with Turtle is a perfect day.
When I'm holding her, it makes me feel calmer.
I think everything he does shows how much he loves us.
When we adopt a shelter pet, we discover they're a little bit of a lot of things.
But they're all pure love.
Love.
And welcome back. I hope you're enjoying these stories because this next one is pretty amazing. I have to tell you a little bit about myself when I'm not doing these podcasts. I do other things. And one of the things that I do is every week on Wednesday evenings, I sit in a mediumship channel circle with some pretty amazing and gifted mediums. And we've been doing that for almost 2.5 years now. Every Wednesday we meet. Now, the intent of this circle is to either bring in a spirit, a loved one, or to channel, allow someone to come in and talk through us. We always ask that the work be done from the highest good and for the highest good, but we never know who's going to come in, at least I don't. So I have channeled many celebrities in that circle, people that I had no idea who they were until after I listened to the recording, and then I would do research and I discovered this is a real person. For instance, I channeled a message from a man who flew the hot air balloon for Barnum and Bailey Circus. I channeled a man who invented the hot dog at the ballparks. In fact, he was known as Mr. Hot Dog. So I'm going to one day probably do a book and release all these because I have dozens and dozens of people who I've channeled. Well, one of the first people that came through to me to channel was Amelia Earhart, and I was so honored. And I would like to read to you some of what she said to our group. Now, a lot of times when we bring these people in, they have a message for us and for our work. And some of this is for that, but I think you'll enjoy the message. So here's Amelia speaking through me. I didn't do anything extraordinary. Ha. I had no special talent. Ha ha. I had a dream and focus. And she emphasized the word focus. When you set out on a new path, a new course, you need to plot your course, map it out, see the start and finish, and more importantly, the space between. That space between is your line of focus, especially with your work. I attempted the impossible. I attempted the never before. Your work will take you to the impossible, to the never before done. But it is only because it hasn't been done yet. I tried to circle the globe. You can circle the universe. There is no such thing as impossible. Everything is possible. Just don't let fear interfere. Wow. Now that was channeled at the first of the year. On May 16th of this year, I went out in my backyard and I took a picture. And if we could bring that up now, please. And here's the picture. And I looked at that orb and I went, I know who that is. I could see her aviator cap, her glasses on top of the aviator cap, her leather jacket and white scarf. Now, I've tried to draw her in the orb. Again, I'm sorry, I'm not a graphic artist. But there is a picture of Amelia Earhart so that you can focus and kind of see what she looked like. I was so awestruck that she would appear. And I hadn't had any contact from her since the channeling. So of course, in my little mind, I go, but why? Why did you appear tonight? Why did you wait so long? What's so important about May 16th? So I looked it up. May 16th, 1923 is when Amelia Earhart earned her pilot's license. That was a big day for her. So I want to read you a quote because again, many times the spirits that I talk to or capture in orbs were very spiritual people, why they were here on Earth. So here's a brief quote from Amelia. But what do dreams know of boundaries? Never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done. So she was here to encourage my group. You know, keep going. There's so much more for you to learn and never think that anything is impossible. You know, I've said this before on my podcast. One of my mantras is a quote by the late Wayne Dyer. And he quotes the Bible when he says, with God, all things are possible. But then he adds, but what does that leave out? Nothing. It's all possible. So I love that. So, I hope that you enjoyed those stories, but I want to tell you, not everybody that I capture that has been a famous person or a celebrity is in my backyard. I make it a point to go to places and take orb pictures. For instance, I was at Mount Rushmore with my husband, and they have a museum there. And they had a picture of the man who designed and coordinated the building, I guess, the creation of Mount Rushmore. And his name, I learned, was Gutzon Borglum. And the picture that they had of him there, he was in a fedora and a suit and a tie and a very square jaw. So anyway, I'm taking a pictures of, you know, inside the museum, and there was a mini markup of Mount Rushmore in there. And of course, there's an orb, and I look and I can tell it's Mr. Borglum. Now, it's real interesting because, because the spirit will appear as a photo, so that that's pretty well known or out there in the public, so that I can identify them. So that was one person that I captured, not in my backyard. Another time I was in Detroit, Michigan. There's a place called Greenfield Village, and it's a huge complex, many acres. And it's devoted to, of course, Henry Ford and the evolution of the automobile. Well, on site, they have moved Henry Ford's home that he was born in and grew up in. And I was walking through the home, and they have many of the original furnishings, and there was a picture of his mom. And so I'm taking pictures, and of course I get an orb, and it's on the picture of Henry Ford's mom. And in the picture is Henry Ford. I'm from Michigan, so I know what he looks like. So again, you know, why are these people there? Because we're admiring their work. We're thinking of them, you know, and for me, they can appear in the orb. So another time, I find this one pretty interesting. I was at the Winchester House in California. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the Winchester House, it's a house that pretty much belonged to an heir of the Winchester dynasty. The Winchester rifles and guns. And the lady's name was Sarah Winchester. Well, unfortunately, she went to a pretty... not a real good medium. This medium, so-called medium, told her that in order for the spirits who were killed by her family's guns not to attack her, she had to constantly build on her home. And I think the medium's boyfriend was a contractor, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, this house is really weird. You know, it's got rooms with no windows and stairways that go nowhere. And it's just creepy. But anyway, so I was outside, and there's a carriage, and they told us this was her carriage and she would ride in it. And it was a horse-drawn carriage. And so I took a picture, and there sitting in the carriage was an image of her. I knew it was her because that's the image that they had hanging in the parlor in the house. So again, it's we're thinking of them, right? We're there. And, you know, are they ghosts? No, they're not ghosts. They're not haunting. They appear to me because I can see them. So this next photo that I want to show you, now my husband and I were huge fans of the series on HBO, I think it was Deadwood. And when we got an opportunity, we decided to go visit Deadwood, South Dakota, I think it is. And a lot of the old town is still there. And so I left my husband at the bar. And I, of course, what I do is I go and take all the ghost tours. And so we went to this old hotel, and it was owned by Bullock. I can't remember his first name. And he ended up being a state senator, but he was a big character in the movie. And he was a big friend a great friend of Wild Bill Hickok. Now, that's kind of how Deadwood is known for. One of the things is that's where Wild Bill Hickok was shot and killed while playing poker. So we're going through the hotel and we go down into a lower level, which was one of the original levels. And the tour guide says, oh, well, in that mirror, somebody once captured, you know, an image and Wild Bill Hickok. And someone just wrote, you know, the dead man's hand, eights and aces. Yes, that was Wild Bill Hickok. He was killed playing poker with that hand, supposedly. I did take pictures of where he was killed, and I did get something too in the bar. But anyway, this one you can see more easily. So I'm taking pictures, and there's on the wall, if we can get that next photo up here, please. There was this framed picture, and it was a t-shirt. And but there was an orb in the middle. You know, spirit and the orbs are masters at using what's behind them to help create their face. Now, if you take the orb away from that, there is no face on that t-shirt. But there's the orb. There is, you can see the long hair and the mustache. The person on the photo is obviously Wild Bill Hickok. And I was flabbergasted. And I did show it to the tour guide, and she asked me to send her that picture. So I did. So it's not just that I get famous people here in my backyard again. No, it happens where I go. But I also have to tell you, it happens also if I go to someone's home and they've just lost someone, or, you know, that person is there in an orb. It's because we're thinking about them and because they can appear to me through my camera. So I just love that fact. I just love the fact that we can see, we have proof. And that's one of the reasons I do the work that I do. It's to prove that life is continuous, that we do not end. And that's so important. And I hope that you're starting to understand through my photography that here's proof that, you know, when a medium is reading and we hear from our loved ones, we have to have faith that that medium is connecting to that loved one. But if I'm working with that particular medium and I take a picture and there's an orb and your person's face is in that orb, that's proof, you know, that helps you to understand. So it's nice to have the physical proof, I think. So, so I have a few minutes left here and I want to do a card reading for you. I hope you enjoyed those pictures. I have more stories and more photos that I can share in future podcasts, but I thought those were six of the most interesting. So I hope you agree. So I'm going to give you a card reading today from my deck that's called The Sacred Traveler. And it just looks like this. So I'm going to shuffle, and when I do this on my podcast, I ask that this reading is to help everybody on their journey, on their own spiritual journey. So, and that's why I thought, oh, I like the Sacred Traveler. So let's see what the Sacred Traveler wants to share with you today. You know, when I do card readings for individuals, and I tell them, I said, you know, most of the time, 99% of the time when I do a reading, I'm confirming something that you already know. If I'm talking about stuff that makes no sense, then it means I'm not tied in, I'm not tuned in, and maybe there's a disconnect. But if I'm telling you things and my client goes, yes, 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 that makes perfect sense, you know, then I know that we're getting the right message. So I hope that whoever's listening to this, that this is the right message for you and it makes sense and it confirms something for you. So let's see what the first card that I'm going to turn over. I just drew it from the deck here. Very interesting. There. It's called Taking Shelters. And it says the answers are within. And this is so interesting because when I read you Leonini's message in a few minutes, they both tie in amazingly. So when I look at this card, it says taking shelter, and there's someone holding a lantern and heading towards a warm house in the middle of winter. You can see the warmth of the fire and the smoke of the fire. And the light is so inviting. But in order to get to that, you have to tread through the snow a little bit. So it's a little bit of work. You do have a lantern. There is light that you can follow your way. So what this is telling you is that go within. Find that shelter, that quiet moment. Follow the light. Because the answers are within. And I just said that you know, I'm confirming something and I'm not going to tell you something that doesn't make any sense. And here I draw this card that says the answers are within. Spirit is telling us we know the answers, but what we need to do is to sit and center ourselves and to find that answer. To listen to that answer, to allow that answer to come to us. So, you know, it goes back to, I tell people, you know, your solar plexus chakra, which is your gut, your stomach area. You know, you talk about your gut feelings. You talk about, you know, that just doesn't sit right with me. It's because you know deep down. So follow your gut to go in, say, what do I feel? Or if there's something that is really bothering you, sit with it, meditate on it. Meditation is so important. My guide, Leonini, hammers me about taking time to meditate. And you're going to see today's message too. So yes, take shelter. What they're saying is find a quiet space to be safe and to reconnect. So I just love that card. Huh. The answers are within. Of course, it's just what I was talking about. Okay. So for those of you who are new to my podcast, my guide is Leonini. And Leonini, I channel her. I literally sit. I go into trance. And what she does is she'll show me an image, and it's an image of an everyday thing. And I sit there and I go, okay, I got the image. And then she'll build the message around it. It's pretty funny how she does that. So today's message, she started with headphones. And here is her message for you. You wear your headphones so that you may concentrate on your program or your music without outside distraction. Headphones tune out the world around you and help you to listen more clearly. This type of concentration can take you to what seems like a different world, even though physically you remain in your world. It is easy to concentrate while using headphones, isn't it? We wish we had headphones to give you that would tune out the distracting noise of your world so it would be easier for you to listen to the messages of our world, but they don't exist. However, you can create those headphones with your mind and intent. You can control and tune out the noise that surrounds you. Your mind is strong enough to sort through and choose what it will absorb at a particular time. Setting an intention is a way to accomplish this goal. Meditation with an intent aids in the creation of your spiritual headphones. We know there are many distractions, but we also know that you carry within you the ability to rise above that noise. You will then be able to hear the messages from us, if even for a brief time. And I thought that last sentence was pretty important. If even for a brief time. Because Spirit just asks us to set a couple of minutes a day to sit, to center ourselves, to quiet our minds, to connect with spirit and allow that connection to happen. I tell people, you know, you don't have to sit in a corner with your legs folded and your hands in the mudras and, you know, chanting Om. I mean, at least I don't. I don't have that kind of time and I don't have that kind of concentration. But spirit asks us to do that. And, you know, just at least asks me to do it just a couple of minutes, just sit and be quiet. But I do my walking meditation. So you don't have to even sit still. The key is to quiet your mind. And so that's what I try to do. I'm a little ADD, so it's hard for me to sit still. That's why I love my walking meditation. And I get so much information. It's so much fun for me when I'm sitting there and I'm meditating or I'm walking and all of a sudden this idea or this phrase or this image just drops down into my mind. That's when you know you're connected and you know that didn't come from you, that came to you. So that's when you know that, you know, okay, I'm doing this right. And, you know, and there's something about, for me again, and I can only talk about me, is I feel so much better even after a 2 or 3 minute meditation. So, and like I said, I bet 70% of the messages that I receive from my guide, Leonini, is about taking the time to meditate. It's so important. And I think that's, people are starting to realize that now. So I wanted to talk just really quick. I have a couple of minutes here. You know, I don't know why, but spirit is telling me right now, I need to talk about this. Somebody out here needs this. And I get questions a lot from people who have lost people to suicide. And they're worried that their loved ones didn't make it to the other side. And I tell them that's not my belief. That's not what I have found. That's not what I have learned. And my grandfather took his own life, and he came through in a reading to tell me he was doing just fine. He did apologize, but, you know, he didn't not get to go to the other side or go to a very dark place. My brother, my older brother, just took his own life last December. Now, my brother, we weren't on speaking terms, and he didn't understand my work, and he didn't believe in it. In fact, he called me a fraud. But about 2 weeks after his passing, he appeared in an orb. And then I have since heard from him through the mediums and readings, you know, and he said, oops, you know, I had it all wrong. But I just wanted to tell people, and I don't know why I'm going into this, except that this message just now came into my head, and I trust that somebody needed to hear that. So please know, if you have lost a loved one, they do go to the other side. They are surrounded by love. They may have some healing to do and some work to do, but they are not banished. They are not ostracized, you know, or lost forever. So I hope this helps someone today. I'm not, again, not sure why I had no plans of talking about that. But so anyway, they, you know, everybody makes it to the other side. So I want to tell you a little bit about next week's show. I mean, the next podcast in 2 weeks. I'm going to have a special guest again. Her name is Sev Tok. Sev was born in Istanbul, Turkey, but she moved to the United States when she was a little girl. Sev is a speaker, an author, and a spiritual counselor. She writes and talks about the personal energetic matrix and the quantum matrix that's within us and around us. I think many of us know about the movie The Matrix. It was one of Robbie's favorite movies. He must have watched that movie 6 times. But I looked up the meaning. What does matrix mean? And it's a surrounding medium or structure that sets the conditions and provides a system in which something grows or develops. That's us, right? We're in this medium. We're growing and developing. We're within this matrix. So anyway, Sev's going to talk about that. So I hope you tune in next time. So I thank you again for tuning in today. I hope you found the stories interesting. I thank you for your support, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.